If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Laura Mora.
I'm Steph G, like a G.
Like a G. Like a G. Well, first of all, I want to thank Steph G because I see all the work you do in the community.
Thank you.
She just recently came out to an event, as you did too, Laura, supporting Maimonides Children's Hospital. Where I was born, do y'all know where you were born?
I do. I was born at Chestnut Hill Hospital in Philadelphia. And fun fact, my daughter was born there as well.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's fire.
And my sister had her daughter there a year after my daughter. And her and my daughter have the same doctor.
They were Wow.
Oh, that's so a good feeling.
Yeah, that's right. Keep it in the family, yeah.
You know your hospital, Laura?
No, I was born in the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
I haven't even seen my birth certificate.
This is Dominican couch.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't even seen my birth certificate. I probably have two birthdays.
Okay. And you were just there, though, not that, that long ago.
Yes, yes, yes.
Visiting your dad.
Yes, visiting my dad. Mm-hmm. Wish I could bring him here so he could come visit and celebrate here, but...
Okay. And Steph G, you know what hospital?
Yeah, I was born in Bellevue Hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said Bellevue?
Yeah.
In the city. Why are you smiling like that?
Because every time it's like a little joke. They be like, yo, you was born in the crazy people hospital. I'm like, whatever, yeah.
All right, well, you're from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Laura, you're from Brooklyn too.
Yeah, I'm from Crown Heights.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm from Brownsville.
Okay, yes, right, I know about Brownsville.
I'm from Flatbush.
I used to be over there.
DG's from Philly.
I am.
From Philly.
I'm a John.
Now, listen, we were watching the video, Where You At? Okay,
yeah.
And it's about to go down. When's the last when's the last time you've been in a fight?
I ain't gonna lie. it's been a little minute, but it's a couple girls that I'm like, you know what? I feel like I need to come out of retirement real quick because they just be talking hella crazy.
About you now? Is it because of you as an artist? Or what?
Yeah, it's like artist shit. Like, you know, people just be talking crazy online or whatever. So that song, I really wrote it like when I was feeling away.
Oh, well, damn. Mm.
Yeah.
Don't sleep because it's always Papa Bitch season.
Okay? Yeah, it is. But me, you know, I'm all about love right now. Like, I'm in my glow up season. So I'm not really about that. But when I wrote that, I was feeling like, you know what? I'm coming out of retirement. Like, she talking too much.
But is it about you or is it about something? Because I feel like a lot of times we get into it over, you know, who we're dating.
Nah, I wasn't over no guy.
Okay.
Nah.
I feel like that'd be the number one reason we don't get along with people. There'd be girls who don't like you that you don't even
know. You don't even know what they like you.
That's really my situation. Yeah. Like, I feel like a lot of girls, they don't even know me. And it's like, y'all already talking smack about me. But it's like, y'all don't even know me. Like, relax.
Is it like other artists?
It was some artists, but they weren't really nobody big. I don't really let the internet get to me because I already know, like, what the internet's here for. But, you know, I'm human.
And, you know, sometimes it is a conversation. Like, people talk shit, but then they meet you and have, and then, like, okay.
Yes. And that happened to me so many times. It's like, you see, you was not liking me for no reason. Now, when you meet me, you love me. So it's like, it was all for nothing.
All for nothing.
And you got to have, like, forgiveness. Well, to a certain extent. There's some things that people can say about you that's unforgivable.
Yeah.
You know, like when people make up shit about you.
Yes.
Making up rumors is crazy.
That I remember that happened to me. I ran into a girl. She had been talking mad shit about me. And I was like, man. So she was actually applying for a job somewhere, right? My friend owned a clothing line. And so I was going to meet her at the clothing line. And the girl was there interviewing for a job.
That's crazy.
Guess who ain't get hired then?
Right. Guess who did not? So I was like, can I talk to you for a second? You know, in the hallway. And so we went in the hallway and I was like, you said X, Y, and Z about me. I heard about it. She was like, well, no, I didn't. And, you know, she just felt crazy. Because sometimes when people talk about you, and I didn't like confront her, like I want to fight her, like in your
video. Was just on some,
She did it real slick.
I just wanted to let her know that I know.
Yeah.
And so I went back inside and I told my friend and she was like, oh yeah, she not working here.
Period. As she should.
Yeah. That's how you... When's the last time you've been in a fight, Gigi? You a lover, not a fighter.
I am a lover. When is the last time I've been in a fight? Years. Probably the time I knocked out that girl in the bathroom in Orlando.
Why you knocked out? What she do?
She was white and she called me a black bitch.
What?
Oh, she deserved that then.
Yeah. Was she drunk or something?
I don't know. Probably. I think I might have been drunk. Oh. We was with Jock. Shout out to Young Jock. We was with Jock at a party.
It was going down.
Was it Orlando? I think it was Orlando. And it was going down. That's funny. And, you know, this was my Cream Cartel days. We used to roll thick out doing our thing. Shout out to Jasmine because she was there. But anyway, in the bathroom, get into an argument with this girl. And I was by myself. And she, like, had, like, people with her or whatever. And I remember I had on some Gucci mules. Remember the Gucci mules with the wooden bottoms? Like,
oh my
it was gosh. Like real clunky. Remember those? I had those on. I had those on.
You
and
took it off.
I walked. I left. She called me a black bitch. I was like, okay. I turned around. I walked. Speed walked to the section. I kicked my... I come to the section and I just like kick my shoes off, put my bag down and turn around and walk back. So all my friends is like, what the fuck? And they followed me to the bathroom. When I tell you, I started running and by the time I got to that girl, I hit her so hard that she hit the ground and that was it.
I can't even imagine.
And her friends was like, oh my God.
But you know what? I'm lying because I think the first time I met Gigi, she might have gotten a fight at Liv.
Yes.
Was that the first time we met? Was that the first time we met?
I think that was the first time we met.
We met at Liv.
But we did meet at Liv. That wasn't the first time we met, but it was around that beginning.
You got into a fight at Liv. I remember that.
I did.
Was that over a guy?
That wasn't over a guy.
Okay.
It's not always over a guy. Sometimes.
Let me ask you this. If your friend starts fighting, or like let's say in a situation where I didn't know Gigi that well, but we at the same table, am I supposed to jump in?
The way I look at it is like if it's one-on-one, let them fight. Now, if you seen it's an unfair fight, I'm jumping in for my friend.
Jasmine jumped in.
Yeah. Well, that's your, you know.
That was my girl.
That's your homie.
Yeah. Like,
I feel like it was just more like throwing.
We was throwing drinks. It was I remember the girls was like going up the steps and he was like throwing stuff down the step. It was crazy.
It was like a reality TV show.
It was
Live
a mess.
On Sunday.
It was a mess. Live and guess what we did? Continue to party. Okay. Right
what
after.
What about you, Laura? Have you been in a fight lately?
Yeah, back in Miami. Mm-hmm. I think I had a fight in Forge. Oh, wow. I didn't fight. She was fighting me, and then my friend beat her up.
Why you ain't fight?
My friend didn't even give me a chance to hit the girl.
You didn't have to. Period. I had a fight like that before.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Like, I had a fight. I was like, damn, bitch, could you let me get the first hit? Like,
she wasn't playing it. What if you're with a guy and he gets into a fight, right? Mm. What's your responsibility?
Me, it depends how much liquor I got in my system. Mm-hmm. Like, if you with me, I just always feel like I gotta like protect you. No matter who you are, you could be 10 times bigger than me, I'm gonna fight with you. Like, that's just what I am. Again, like, if it's two girls, I'm gonna let y'all fight. But if I feel like it's unfair, I'm probably gonna jump in after. A guy, I'm doing the same thing. Especially if you're my man, I'm fighting.
Right. Are you, now let's just say, yeah, man. Do you have a boyfriend now?
Nah.
Okay, so you're single.
Yeah.
When was your last relationship?
It was like 2 years ago.
Okay, that's a decent amount of time to have been single. Yeah. Are you enjoying single life?
Yeah, because I just feel like I'm more focused when I'm single. Like, I don't got the distractions. I don't got somebody, like, bugging me and stuff. I feel like, especially what I do, like, I just can't. Like, I can't. I got to be like this right now, tunnel vision. Focus. I mean, I got a little boo thing, but
okay,
you ain't my man.
All right, is it going towards that or?
Nah.
Why not?
We just, you know, having fun. That's it.
Does he know that?
Yeah, I tell him. I remind him all the time.
So he hasn't tried to make it more serious?
Of course. He always tries to make it serious, but I'm just not with that right now.
Are you okay with him seeing other women and stuff?
Yeah, I understand. Like, I get it. Like, it is what it is.
You got it.
Is he okay with you seeing other men?
Yeah.
He ain't got no choice.
Every chance I get, I tell him, go talk to other girls. Like, don't just stay stuck on me, because I'm going to talk to other guys if I feel like I want to talk to other guys. So I don't want you feeling like this is going somewhere. Like, I don't like to leave people on if it's not really going nowhere.
Why? So he's just your boo thing. Why won't it go to the
Maybe next I named him wrong. Maybe he's not my boo thing. We fucking.
Period.
Oh, so there's chemistry there.
You know, sometimes you have good chemistry in that, but you don't see it going nowhere else. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather
And that's okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is okay.
Right. You're focused. All right. And so, like, okay, so for instance, a song like Pretty and Nasty.
Yeah. That's
okay, my song. You're pretty and you're nasty. So what is nasty about you?
It's no rules to me when it comes to the bedroom. Like, there's really no rules. And I feel like if you really nasty, you know there's no rules.
So there's nothing you would say, no, don't do that?
Nah, especially on a 1942 night, it's like, it's over. We doing whatever. Like, yeah.
What was the most like, okay, you're saying you've never, so you've never said no to anything? Like, if somebody
tried I'm not saying I never said no before. Like, now in this stage, it's like, now I'm like, well, whatever.
You gotta be a little, are you okay with getting filmed?
Okay. filming stuff that I'm not really with, unless like it's like my phone. Mm-hmm. Like, gotta be my phone, and okay, I'm the one that gotta request it, like, yo, film me real quick.
Okay,
but you popping out your phone and you having secret little cameras, because I know guys that be having secret cameras, like, I'm not with that.
Right. Yeah. Okay, what about spitting in your mouth?
Yeah.
Okay. She said that fast. Like, yeah. I mean, what the fuck?
That's normal.
What about if he's like, you know, you put a finger in his ass?
Yes.
Okay.
I've done that, and I've gotten in trouble a couple times the next day because of that.
But not that day.
Not the night you was with it.
They're like, yo, why you do that?
Yeah. No, like, I'll make like a little joke, like, yo, you remember what I did to you last night?
No, you can't do that. That's the number one rule. You can't talk about it.
Why not?
Because then they're gonna fake be mad.
And then it happens again and they let me do it again. So you're not mad.
But they be fake.
You're not that mad.
They be fake mad.
Nah, like, you know, I'll make like a little joke. Sometimes they remember.
Right.
They be like, yo, you really did that to me last night.
No, all the times they remember.
They remember.
Every
That's
time.
Something that you're gonna remember, no matter every how time. Fucked up you are.
What about anal? Remember. You like anal?
Yeah, I do it, but I gotta be really fucked up.
Okay, you gotta really be. I'm trying to find something that she'll be stuck on. What about golden showers?
Alright, I'm probably not that nasty. Mm-hmm. I don't do golden showers.
But would you do it to him?
If he asked you.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie. Like, it really just depends, like, how fucked up I am. Because I do crazy things when I'm, like, super lit. Like, I like taking edibles, too.
Okay.
That's, like, the most drug-wise that I really go. Like, I don't even smoke. I just
I feel like everybody who does edibles has had a crazy experience.
Yes, you have a really crazy experience.
Kind of wild.
It gets wild, mm-hmm. and I like wild. So, you know, when I feel like I want to have a wild night, I'll do an edible. I'll have a bottle of 1942, and it's like, it's really that's no telling what happens that night. No so that's telling. Why I never be like, I'll never do this, I'll never do that, because mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Yeah. Have you ever forgotten, like, the next day?
Yes. Okay. I black out. Like, with 1942, I be blacking out.
That's not a good thing.
No. I was about to say,
I be blacking out.
You on camera,
blackout concussion.
I be blacking out with 1942, but... it'd be fun.
No, it's not fun. You don't even know if it was fun.
Nah, like
it's fun in the moment. It's fun in the moment, right?
It's fun in the moment. That's all that matters. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know I had a good ass time.
That you wake up with that sensation like, damn, yeah, I got my like, shit.
What if you wake up and there's two guys in bed with you?
Oh, nah, I'm probably going to flip the fuck out.
You got to just drink to get nice.
Yeah, sometimes.
I don't want you blacking out because there's a lot of steak here. And you don't want things, I'm just saying.
You don't
want
to black out and then next thing you know that flash is on. And
but
you
I'm
ain't
a
know.
Drinker. Like, I usually control my shit. It's mm-hmm. like once we're in action, like I just be like drinking
and
more
and
drinking more
in
a comfortable
space.
Exactly.
You know
it's not like outside, where I'm just outside.
Somebody you trust.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody you trust.
Right.
Yeah. So why did you and your ex break up?
He cheated on me.
Okay.
And it was not like
it's
one
all
time.
The music,
it was just too much. Like, it's like you really just don't care. So
how did you find out?
The girl hit me up.
It was one girl?
That's the thing. With me, I feel like, I understand men. I understand the whole concept. Like, you know, sometimes they get bored and they might have a one night stand or whatever. But once you catch feelings, that's like the icebreaker for me. Like, you catching feelings, that's, you basically have a whole nother girlfriend. And I wasn't with that, so.
Right.
That's what it was. It was another girlfriend.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
So do you think that if, okay, so you would have been okay to forgive him if it was
not
a big deal?
I don't tell him that, mm-hmm. But it was like, you know, you made a mistake, cool.
Is he still with the other girl?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's annoying.
Yeah, but I feel bad for her, so it's like, it's nothing to me.
He probably still be hitting you up.
Yeah, like he tried it a couple of times, but it was like, all right, like, nah, it's not happening.
You never spun the block, not one time?
No. I don't believe in spinning the block.
Okay. So no Nelly and Ashanti for you?
No, nah, that's not happening with me. Like, once we're done, I'm moving on to bigger and better.
That was it. But that was such a long time, and they grew there in different time. Like, they were super young then.
She's not doing the Meech and Summer Walker, like,
so Exactly.
That's not right away.
That's more accurate, right?
Yeah, I'm not doing the Summer Walker and Meech. That's a dog.
It's interesting because you, your goal was never even to be an artist.
You know what it was? Like, I was always into music, but, like, I don't know if, you know, you noticed any of my past interviews, but I was always wanted to be a dancer. Mm-hmm. So I was always, like, into music, but I was just expressing it through dance. And it was, like, literally 2 years ago, I hopped in the studio, and then they saw the vision, and now I'm like, wow, this is what I was supposed to be doing the whole time. Mm-hmm. It was one of those situations.
Yeah.
It was never like my initial goal, but I was always infatuated with music.
Yeah. And then I think even for you to be able to put some of your, like, you know, your Dominican, mm-hmm. and even on like the Chop Cheese song, you gotta incorporate. Are you going to do more of that?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I feel like right now I'm at a space where it's like, I want to talk more to my ladies. I'm not really more, I feel like I go through eras with the music. Like, I feel like I was going through my, like, Spanish, English. I wanted to do that blend. So I had Chop Cheese and then I did Danger Zone. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, like the Spanish drill. But now I feel like I'm in a different space. But I have people always in my DM like, yo, Steph, when are you dropping another Spanish drill? Like, this is what we love you for. Like, can we get that again? I'm like, I will eventually.
I think sometimes if people keep asking for something.
You got to give it to them.
Give it to them. A little something.
Give it what they want, girl.
Yeah,
I will.
But it's good that you go through your eras and you feel like you want to do this and you want to go that, because not only are you able to express yourself, right, with your art, but you are also able to live in the moment,
right,
and really just vibe out on what you got going on at that time.
And that's my thing.
It shows your versatility.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like I don't want anything to ever feel forced with me. Like, mm-hmm. whatever I'm feeling and whatever, that's what I write to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Would you work if you had the chance to work with like a reggaeton artist, like a Spanish artist, which artist would it be?
Bad Bunny, for sure.
I knew that was coming.
I love Chop Bad Bunny.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, right. I'm going to get that feature too.
Period. I know they speak it to existence.
How
do you think being from Brooklyn has influenced like who you are as a person from Brownsville? Just Brooklyn, but Brownsville.
Yeah, from Brownsville. Like, I just feel like it gave me that tough skin. It gave me like that heart. Like, I don't let nobody play with me. Like, I know it sounds very cliche, but... Mm. If I really grew up seeing a lot of shit. So for me, it's like I just have like that hard, like, and I feel like in this industry, you have to be tough. You can't be weak. Mm-hmm. Like, I tell a lot of my other artist friends, like, sometimes they'll come to me and they'll be like, you know, like, I just feel like giving up. Like, this such as I'm like, girl, you gotta be strong. Like, stuff is going to happen. You just got to keep going. I feel like mm-hmm. coming from Brooklyn, that's what it gave me. Like, it gave me like tough skin.
Who are your other artist friends? Like, who do you consider friends?
Well, of course, right now I really got close shout out to Leash. She's Muslim, but she does music as well. Brittany Blanco. Mm-hmm. I fuck with Breezeline. You know, a lot of the girls, I'm really tapping in with them now. And they're cool as fuck. Like, there's a lot of girls in the city that I actually want to do music with.
I know that previously you've talked about just going into the studio with some of these men and they'll try to holler at you. Mm-hmm. And people will ask me this. This is one question I used to get a lot when I would go talk to younger people who are breaking into the industry. How do you handle that? Because sometimes you still want to work. You still want to get something done, but men can be unprofessional and try to cross those lines. What advice would you give?
Honestly, like, don't feel pressured. Like, don't feel like you have to get that feature. What's for you is gonna be for you. That's how I see it. So whenever that situation approached me, like, the first initial thing that I do, honestly, I'll laugh it off. Like, bro, like, you know, like, stop playing with me. Like, I'll do something like that. Now, if you continue, now I'm just like, all right, this is a lose-lose for me. Right. So I just, honestly, I just dead it. I'd be like, this is not for me. This is not, like, gonna work. And I just keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens when you run into that person again?
I act like nothing ever happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll be like, hey, bro. Just always bro them. That's it.
Right.
So you can understand, like, that's the space I'm in. Mm-hmm. Like, right. You're my bro. That's what it is.
Yeah. All right. And what are some... All right. So I was reading this article about the small but justifiable reasons that people have broken up with people or stopped dating them. All right. What's something small that has made you be like, I can't mess with this person anymore? But it's not like they did anything, like, crazy, like, cheated.
I would say hygiene. Like, you can't stink. Mm-mm. If you stink, that's a big no. Like, I'm automatically turned the fuck off.
Would you tell them?
I'll probably tell you the first time, like, yo, like, babe, like, your breath stink, or like, you know, like, when I was down there, it was smelling a little
when
funky.
When I was down there.
Like, did you just come from playing a sport?
Yeah. Playing,
like,
ball?
Were you hugging the block all day?
I might tell you once, I might tell you twice, but if it's continuous, it's over for you. Like, no, I cannot do that.
What about you, Gigi? What's one small thing?
For me, it's how you treat other people.
That's a good one.
I literally had to stop talking to somebody because I just didn't like the way they handle people around them.
I feel that.
Because, like, if you handling them like that, I can only see the way you would potentially handle me, and I'm not.
You want somebody that you feel like is a good person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Regardless of who it is.
Like, you can't, and it's usually people who feel like they have, like, some type of power. That they just want to be an asshole because they feel like that's what they're supposed to do. Like, how cops are just, like, generally assholes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't treat people that work for you or that's here with you, you know, like...
Because it shows your character.
Very much so. And I don't like that.
What about you, Laura?
Both of those that you guys said. For sure. Inconsistency.
Yeah.
Like, the first sign of inconsistency on that, like, not of your word. Even if it's something small that you didn't even have to, there.
Now, I want to ask you this. So I just executive produced this show for VH1.
And it's so amazing.
My
congratulations to my friend on her first EP, TV.
And I wanted to ask you, have you ever been scammed?
In what way?
Everybody has been scammed.
Like, scammed, like, they use my credit card type shit, or just scammed in general?
By somebody you know, like, just scammed you or, you know, got some money out of you or got something out of you.
Yeah, 1,000 times.
Really? That many?
Yes. You know what it is? That I give people chances, too many chances.
Mm-hmm.
So I give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, nah, they would never do me like that. They would never do me like that. Until they do me like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's the worst scam you've ever been a victim of? And sometimes it's embarrassing for people to talk about it, but I think we've all been.
Right. I would say my ex is my biggest scam.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, for real. Real talk. Like, I feel like my ex was my biggest scam because he made me, like, get cars. He made me, like, I got into so much debt.
Wait, hold on. You got a car.
I was really a dumb girl. Like, it was
crazy.
That's all
right. No, I want to, this is a safe space to talk about it. So, because the guy that we did the story on, he talked this one woman into getting, like, 4 cars in her name.
Yeah. Those are professional scammers. That's how I look at them.
So, wait, he talked you into getting a car and using your credit for him to get a car?
Everything. Like, everything was all me. Like, I got the car, I got the crib, everything. Like, I always been a hustler. Like, I always had my own money. Mm-hmm. Like, that was just always me. So, yeah, he was my biggest scam. Like, I lost a lot of money. Like, I just want the money back at this point.
That's so annoying. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So when you say a lot of money, what's a lot of money?
Like, a couple of bands. Like,
and so is your credit okay now?
What now? Because okay. I fixed it.
Right. Damn, but, that's crazy.
Yeah, but you know, I had to spend money on that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's still part of the scam to me. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard because you can't really do much about it. Like,
you can't. You just got to charge it to the game, keep going. Like, yeah. It is what it is.
Because yeah. if you hold a grudge and you be mad, like, because you can't even go to court. They'd be like, well, you willingly did X, Y, but it makes you learn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I definitely learned. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. I feel like everything in life is a lesson. You just got to charge it to the game and keep going. That's it.
It makes it harder for the next guy, though.
Definitely does. Because now, let me tell you something. I ain't taking nothing. Like, if you not marking everything on my list, you cannot be my man. That's just what it is. Like, for example, what she said, you have to treat other people nice. You have mm-hmm. to treat me like a princess. Mm-hmm. I don't expect you to give me all of your time, but give me enough time. Mm-hmm. You gotta have some type of money because you gotta at least match me or more. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not taking care of you. Those days are over. those days are over.
What did this guy do for a living? Did he?
Girl, I don't know what the hell he did.
At this point.
Yeah, right. it was one of those situations they were just selling dreams, to be honest.
That's what he did for a living.
Yeah, sold dreams.
And the dreams sold.
But, you know, you just gotta, like, you gotta be a boss, nigga. Like, you have to be on your shit.
Do looks matter?
I feel like now, like, if everything else is there, I might bypass your looks.
Okay.
If you really that good of a person, you treat me like a queen. It's happened, you know? It's happened before, so.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Laura? You ever been scammed by a guy?
Yes. A couple of times.
A couple of times is crazy.
Scam, like, things like, let's see. So this one guy was like, yo, give me the Bitcoin when Bitcoin was out. And he was like, yo, give me $2,000 and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to get you back like $50,000. Like, I'll watch, I'll do everything. So I gave him the money.
That was to be true.
Right. So I gave him the money until this day. I don't have no freaking returns. And now Bitcoin
is definitely
everybody getting arrested and my money is gone with his ass.
Wait, he got arrested? Crazy.
Well, no, you know, like whoever he was working with that was doing is one of the people that has been indicted for Bitcoin scams and pyramids. Shit. And another one, remember that wheel that was going around in COVID?
Yeah.
Family members
calling you.
Wait, what is it?
The wheel, the stuff, the sushi. Oh my god, you know how many people try to get me to do that. I did it. I was a victim. I'm not gonna lie, I learned my in college. I did a pyramid scheme. You told me that then when I told you I did it, and you was like, did you ever get your money?
I, you know how, like, you win, like, it's your turn or whatever.
Yeah, so
and the end, nobody wins.
But I'm going to tell you, when I did it in college, I definitely got it early. So me and my best friend, she started it.
Y'all was lucky because when you get in on the early, you get the money, but by the time you get third and fourth year,
I made my money twice, and then people be mad at you.
Yo, and once is the people, oh my god, you gotta like 64 people mad at you. And the ones, like, you gotta bring two people in, so you're like, yo, I'm gonna pay for this person, I'm gonna pay for that person. I'm not gonna lie, that's the only time. That was like the scam of all scams. I did do it. I did do it. I did. Well, so that's what everybody don't do. You told me I have to do it. I think I had already did it. It was already done. They already had my point.
Let me tell you something. Once you see that circle is full and you trying to get in, it's over.
This group I was in started, and then they try to call it a susu
because that's a real thing, like a
in Asian culture.
This group I was in started doing different trees. I'm like, yo, we have a whole forest, and I still didn't get paid.
We got a whole forest. Like,
it's ridiculous, but yeah, I was scammed like a mug, especially throughout COVID.
I did that in college, but I definitely came up. I'm not gonna lie, I made like $4,000.
And walked out, and that's probably why, because you got a receipt.
Yeah. But people were so mad because when you get your money, they want you to put, you have to put it back in.
And that's why people wasn't getting any money, because people was taking the money and running. They weren't putting it back in.
But no, it's because it goes exponentially. So it's like one, then
when
two,
did it stop?
Then four, then 16, then 32,
it was crazy.
It was a scam.
My true scam story. I did an interview.
Oh, I just got scammed.
Wait.
Tell me, but that's what I get though.
What?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So when I was doing the shoot for the Last Dance remaster that mm-hmm. I'm about to release, I called this guy I know that be boosting so he can get my wardrobe. And I sent him the money to get my wardrobe, and I never heard back from him. Damn. So I had like a crisis. Like I had like a 911. You lucky I wasn't on your phone, because if I could have got to New York, I would have came and raided your closet. Like dead ass, the day before my shoot, I didn't have any clothes for my shoot.
Oh my God.
And that's because I had stopped hearing from him. Now, this is somebody that I know well, and I trusted him. So I'm right. Like, I know he just ain't scared of my money. Kind of find out he got locked
arrested,
up. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Kind of find out he got locked up.
You didn't get scammed.
I didn't, but I just found out, literally, like, that's why I'm like, oh, I just got scammed. But I just found out probably like a week ago that he's
Did he get
in jail.
Your money back?
Or? No, he in jail.
Oh.
But
oh
like, my so God. My home, you know how we all got that one friend that can find out anything on the Instagram, on the internet, right? That's so I hit her. I hit up my one friend, and I hit her up when it first happened because I'm like, do you think this nigga would ghost me? Like, I don't think that he would do that. Like, I thought from the rip that something happened.
Right.
But the fact that I gave him my money, and this was like a few thousand dollars. Like, the fact that I gave him my money and he just, I stopped hearing from him like 3 days later.
You could have bought some shit. I just wanted
I could have, but you know, I know. I wanted the plug. I wanted the hookup. You know, we always trying to save a coin. Anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
So she looked into it and she's like, I don't know. And then I doubled back and she was like, oh girl, he locked up. She said she went under his page and there's all types of people under there looking for him. Like, yo, where the Chanel bag?
Free him.
Like,
oh my God.
Incriminating him even more.
Right. Like, yo, where you at? Where that bag?
What's the lesson we learned from this? No more buying from boosters.
No more buying from
gonna get
boosters
locked up
unless they already got the product in your face and you can just buy buy it right there. No more giving me the money up front without the product, because I'm still going to buy it.
Even though that's hard too, because you've got to make sure it's real.
And the thing is that everybody has trust issues. Like, they're like, no, you have to pay me, or now you're not getting anything.
Yeah.
So nobody, it's like a trust game. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. See, again, I know this person for like 18 years, so yeah. I really trusted that, you know, he was going to come through. Yeah.
What was you trying to get?
I needed two outfits, full head to toe outfit. I needed shoes and everything. And he was like, I got you, sis.
Yeah, he got you.
He got me, all right. Let's see if I get my money back when he get out of jail.
We can all share that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I think it is important to have that conversation. Because with Jennifer, the guy that, you know, she dated, he scammed like so many people.
Man.
His own family members.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah. His own family members.
His
crazy.
Dad.
Yeah, he scammed his own father out of $40,000.
He hasn't spoke to his dad. He took his dad's money.
Mm-hmm.
That's his wild. His dad had a disability check.
That's wild.
Crazy.
I mean, like, you just don't care about nobody at that point.
And make you
want to
cry when you see
like,
that.
Yeah. The lady that lost her house that had the daughter, the kids. And she was crying.
That was the one with the four
interview,
cars.
Like, and the feds showed up to her job.
Yeah, she was like an crazy engineer.
Like that was like, damn.
Have you ever been arrested?
Yeah.
For what?
It was petty though. I was smoking weed in the park. It was never nothing crazy.
And that's crazy because that's not even illegal. No, that's right.
I know. That's the funny part. And it was like, I feel like those cops, they took advantage. Like, it was crazy that night. Like, I should have never even been arrested that night, but it happened.
What happened?
We was parked up smoking. It was nothing crazy, but we was like in a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like these undercover cops. It wasn't even like regular blue and whites. They were undercover cops. They came, they did a whole like scene. They was all surrounding me on some weird shit. Like, I feel like, yo, it was crazy. Like, I'd never been arrested before.
Right.
So
that shit is traumatizing.
Yes, it really traumatized me. And when I got out, like, they was going through my phone. They was going through my pictures.
That's what? Crazy. Yes. What the heck?
Yes.
For no reason.
For no reason.
For smoking
they
weed.
Was looking
for smoking
shit.
Weed.
And who were you with?
And it was like, you know, I had, like, private stuff in there.
They
had a lot of stuff. They really went through everything. They went through everything. And the craziest thing about the story is that they knew what our car looked like. So every time they saw our car, they would stop us and they would harass us.
Why? Mm.
For no reason.
No, that's wild.
That was in Brooklyn, East New York. I still remember their faces. It's like, it's crazy. Precinct, I think it was Precinct 73.
Why were they fucking?
I don't remember what precinct it was, but.
Wow. That's
it was
crazy.
A crazy traumatizing experience. Like,
it's over now.
I was like, jail's not for me. Like,
we know Gigi's been to jail.
Yes, I so, have.
Yeah.
How
she
long?
She had a whole girlfriend.
I
so,
did
yeah.
90 days on Rikers Island when I was 22. Mm-hmm. But in total, I've been arrested probably like 3 times.
What about Laura? Have you ever been arrested?
Mm-mm.
No, that's one of my phrases. God, please. Mm-mm. I am not cut for that. I'm not made for that.
I ain't gonna lie though. I kind of had like, I thought Jill was gonna be different. Like, I had girls in there, they was like, you so pretty. They started braiding my hair. Like, oh, I had the girls braiding my hair.
I had a whole damn girlfriend.
Yeah, like, I was like, this is jail, but I just didn't like the comfortability of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
you didn't know them and they started braiding your hair.
They was braiding my hair. They was like, go
for free?
For free. Like, they was braiding my hair. They was like catering to me. I was like, I was only there for like 3 days. It was nothing crazy.
I might need to get like, my hair braided.
You know what? No, Angela.
What did they get the hair?
I didn't go to Rikers though. Rikers was probably different, but I was in the bookings.
Fresh combos. When I first got there, I had girls trying to take me home to their pimp. I was like, oh, no, girl.
Damn.
We'll get you out of here.
They weren't trying to braid my hair. They was trying to...
They were trying to pimp you out.
Pimp me out.
Do you think there's such a thing as loving somebody too much?
Yeah. And I learned that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when I was younger, I always felt like I always loved the person more than I loved myself. And it took time. It actually took time me being by myself. And once I was by myself for like a good 2-3 years, it was over. Like, I love myself more than I will ever love anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what a lot of girls nowadays lack. That's why they do so much for their man and they let men disrespect them because they don't love themselves enough.
Right. That's a mm-hmm. big deal. Mm-hmm. And they also feel like, you know, it's hard for people to be honest and share certain things because you don't want to get judged.
Yeah.
Why you smiling?
That's me. Like, I was always scared to, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, whenever I knew I had an Asian nigga, my family would be like, yo, like, let him go. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, you just hating.
Like, you know, let sometimes, me go. Like,
sometimes it make you defend the person more.
Yes, yeah. When you don't love yourself, you do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. And you also want to prove everybody wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you don't want to admit, like, I fucked up.
But
like,
then at night, you're crying by yourself.
By yourself.
It's like, damn, my family right.
Y'all was right.
Yeah.
What about you, Laura? You think you could love somebody too much?
Yeah, all the time. Not just men. Mm-hmm. Friends, mm-hmm. family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think family often. Too? Mm-hmm. You can't love your kids too much, though.
Oh no, them no. them little they that's can the run only all
exception.
Over me.
That's only exception, right?
That's
like the only weakness.
First of all, they're my heartbeat. Ain't like I have to. They're yeah. attached to my heart, so like that's unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but I have family, friends.
Although everybody don't love their kids. Let's be real.
True.
That's kind of crazy.
I don't yeah, like. It's crazy, I can't fathom how I ain't gonna you lie. Not.
People, no disrespect, but mothers that don't have their kids. I question
mm-hmm.
because it's like, how can you be away from somebody that came from your womb? That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it happens sometimes.
It happens because certain situations.
I'm like, wait a minute.
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah. That's my if initial you had a reaction.
And you're just doing it just
yeah,
because
it is by choice. Yeah. Like, it's like you had a choice and you just gave them away. Yeah. Like, I know situations. Like, I have friends that have situations mean. Where it's not mm-hmm. their fault.
Right.
But if you just like, you know what? Like, I don't want to deal with this. Go to your dad. I don't respect that. Oh, you're yeah, a mom. No. Like,
but you know what's not fair sometimes too? Why do dads not have
that's their, not fair.
Yeah. That's yeah.
It's not. But as a mom, you should naturally mm-hmm. want to be with your child. That's mm-hmm. just how I look at it.
Because I feel like a dad should want that too.
Mm-hmm. They absolutely
they
should.
Don't, though,
right.
Ways.
They absolutely should.
Mm-hmm. They don't. Yeah. They don't.
It's sad that they don't.
Yeah.
But you have kids?
That's what I was gonna
say. I do, but I don't talk about them. Okay. Because the internet's where I don't post them nothing.
Yeah, because no, I've never seen you post yeah. anything.
I just keep them like in the, you know.
That's
the
car. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Handling
yeah.
my business. Cause yeah. you, and listen, you can't give everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, certain things that you really, really care about. When did you used to post your ex when you guys were together?
When I was young, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm not posting him no more. Like nobody that I'm with, you're not getting posted. Until we married.
Right.
Okay.
When we married, now you're going to see the wedding yeah. pictures. I'm going to come out pregnant with a baby, like...
like a G.
Yeah. Like, now you're going to be like, what the fuck?
But, right. you know, so we're going to be watching, because if you post somebody before that...
No.
You're she said, never really
going
not.
To see that ever. Nobody's
not even
getting
a
posted.
1942 night?
Nah, nobody's
getting posted.
Even on a 1942 night, you're not getting posted.
She's going to wake up and be like, shit, how long ago did I post it?
Right.
Delete.
That's what I'm saying. No matter how drunk I am.
No, you're not getting posted. Nobody's getting posted.
Now, Gigi, you think you could love somebody too much?
Yes. I think I have.
Mm-hmm.
Loved somebody too much. And I think the lesson I learned in that is to love myself yeah. more.
Yeah. How do you learn? Like, how do you love yourself more? What are...
So the way I did it, to be honest, I kind of had to train my mind. Like, I would literally sit in front of the mirror and I'll be like, no, like, you're important. Like it sounds weird or whatever, but that's really what I had to do. I really had to sit down and be like, listen, you come first, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, you come first. If they can't meet your requirements, they don't deserve you. Like, mm-hmm. you're a good girl. Like, I had to sit here and think about all the good things that I felt about myself. And once I learned that, it was over. Like, nobody's playing with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, what are some of the good things that you would say about yourself?
I'm very loyal. Mm-hmm. When I'm with you, like, even, not even just with guys. Like, even, like, my makeup artist, my hairstylist, everything. If I fuck with you and I like what you're giving me and you treat me good, I'm gonna stick by you.
Right. But so once that, they don't,
yeah, it's over.
Yeah,
goodbye. Like, it's that's just how I
situations.
Am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like it's very hard to come across people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like people that's actually really there for you. So
have people ever switched qualities. Up on you though? Cause this business yeah. is mm-hmm. a very switch up on you type of business.
They have. But right now, like the people that I have in my circle, they're amazing. So mm-hmm. right now, I don't really have nothing bad to say about my team.
No, yeah, listen, that's good.
Yeah.
Because you've been through some shit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You had an event planning business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you still have it, though.
I still have it. I just can't really focus on it too much because, you know.
But you could plan your own shit.
I could do whatever I want. Yeah. Like, when I want to throw a party, I'm going to throw a party.
It's
because
be a
it's like
party.
I have all the connections. Mm-hmm. I enjoy seeing the end result. What I didn't enjoy was the labor. I mm-hmm. feel like people didn't want to pay for what I was working.
Mm-hmm. Oh, chasing them checks is
no one. Yeah, they want all these nice things, but they don't nobody pay wants to pay for it.
Right.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, I want to have a baby shower. I have $1,000.
Yes.
You like, oh, no.
Yes.
That's not even going to get the groceries.
First thing out of your budget is me. Okay. Yeah, and it's like people want to pay for the stuff, but they don't want to pay for your time. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's the most valuable part.
Exactly. And that was where I was just getting turned off by the business. I was like, that's not what I want to do.
You could pay for all of these things, but until I put it together,
it's not gonna look how you want it to look. And then I feel like that's the case. Order all your shit
and do it yourself. Mm-hmm. But you're not gonna give what I'm gonna be able to give you. So my time and my talent.
And sometimes I would tell them that, but listen, honestly, for what you want, I feel like you're better off just getting the items yourself. You know, I'll say it respectfully. Go do it yourself.
Yeah.
Go on YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube University girl.
How do you
Pinterest?
Yes.
Go ahead.
But how's the music industry when it comes to getting paid for like shows, appearances?
I feel like the music industry is very like big on like numbers and your clout.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first started, I feel like I wasn't really being respected, of course, which is understandable because I have to, you know, I have to prove myself. So at the beginning, people didn't want to pay me what I thought I deserved because I was like, at the end of the day, you know, like, especially for like features and stuff like that, I'm still giving you a look. I'm not giving you no bullshit on the verse, but people still didn't want to pay for it. So now I feel like I have a little bit more clout. Now people are willing to pay a little bit more for what...
It's a process.
Yes, it's a process. Yeah. And I understood the game. At first, it would get me frustrated, but now I understand.
Yeah. Now, I think about when I first started doing radio and what I was getting paid for appearances versus what I get now. It's a process.
Yeah.
I used to be outside for $250. For real.
No. Like, I'm not going to lie. I did free stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to do it. Like,
you have to. It's part of like work.
Yeah.
You know, because people sometimes think that it's a glamorous business every time. But a lot of times you are. And I remember when I first started, I was everywhere. I was doing every interview. I was at every event. I was doing everything, not getting paid because you're thinking about laying down the foundation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Building your resume.
But then
getting the experience. Mm-hmm.
But that's important because I feel like...
Relationships.
Mm-hmm. Relationships sometimes is worth more than money.
Yeah. And more people need to understand that in this business because so many people don't.
Yeah. Like people feel like, all right, no, like I got to get paid. No. Honestly, I got more out of relationships than just me saying, this is my price. This is what you have to pay me. But okay, what do you have to show for?
Right.
But now when I build a relationship and they actually vibe with me and they like my personality, I got so much more out of that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, sometimes I do stuff for free.
Network
I did a lot of stuff for free.
Versus
but I
network.
Prove myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For example, even with bookings, like I come out with 20 people. We turn up.
Mm-hmm.
Now the next time, now you got to pay me for this.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Because I showed you what I could do.
They know like she's gonna come.
Yeah,
she's
people
come
know what's up. They know about Steph G in the nightlife. Like I come through and we turn up and we buy bottles and we make y'all look good. So now you have to pay double.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo. and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, now I want to ask you this. What are some things that you guys do to spoil your significant other that doesn't involve money? Like, no gifts, but like, if you want to spoil your man, okay, mm-hmm. What are some things that you would do?
First of all, I think giving encouraging words is very important, because as I feel like a lot of people forget that men are human.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you know, men have so much on their plate. Like, they have to be the provider. They have to, you know, make sure you're good. They have to be strong. Mm-hmm. They can't really show emotions like that, because that's how men were raised. So I feel like as a woman, I try to always like, yo, it's okay. Like, you know, I'm here if you need this. I try to give you a little massage.
Okay,
cooking, yeah, like cooking your favorite food, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that, like yeah. little stuff like that. So men cook. Appreciate, yeah, I cook.
Okay,
yeah, I cook. I can't cook like that because I'm so busy now. But right. when I get the chance to, I do.
I'm good at ordering.
Yeah, I love ordering too. Don't get me wrong.
You know, I feel like, let me get the size.
Yeah.
All right, that's nice. A little massage. Yeah. Encouraging words is important, though.
Definitely.
That's always. Because yeah. sometimes yes. we know when the beef, when things aren't going good, but do we acknowledge when things, like, you did something amazing?
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you have to, like, thank you. Like, I appreciate that. Like, yeah. you have to show them you appreciate the little things, the big things that they do, because they do a lot. And I feel right. like girls are always like, I'm one of those girls who, like, fuck niggas, whatever, but
why are you trying to whisper that?
Right. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? But when you have a good man, you have to learn to appreciate him.
Yes, right.
Because not true. A lot of them out here.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Laura? What's some things you do to spoil a man?
Cook, for sure. Mm-hmm. Cook for them.
I think I ever had you cook.
No, but, and you missed out. I be throwing down. I be like, baby, what restaurant, what cuisine you want tonight? You know,
so you cook,
use your whole experience.
Yeah, I find out, or you know, in conversation, I kind of pick up little things that they like, or that they say, or when we go to restaurants, I notice like what they order and things like that. Then I go and I be on Instagram and I be seeing all these recipes. I'm like, got them.
Yeah,
because that's the way to amends.
It is
heart and
now, Gigi, we know you cook.
Yes,
I don't have your cooking.
Uh huh.
All right. So, what are some things that you do besides cooking?
I am so much of a caregiver. Like, I am always catering to, and I always try to, and not just with my significant other, but even with my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm always that one that is going to try to help in any way that I can. I'm very supportive. And I come through with a solution. Like, I just always have, like, a fix to the problem. So I think that the cooking, the cleaning, the massages, mm-hmm. it's like Destiny's Child, cater to you. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to just make you feel good, and not just making you feel good physically, but I'm going to make you feel like you're pleased with who you chose to be your mate.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I'm going to always be there for you in that way. So, yeah.
Aw, Gigi.
And that's what 60-day Beyonce has been to miss out on, because it's over.
Well, first of all, I'm all about encouraging words. Mm-hmm. I do acknowledge. I always try to make sure that I acknowledge, like, all the great things. I try to plan things because, you know, I get a lot of perks from what I do for a living. So if I can be like, look, we got invited to this. You want to come?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's important. Mm-hmm. I think, like, encouraging people to also not always have to be up under you.
Yep.
Like, yeah. go out, have fun. I'm not going to stress you.
Because a lot of girls are so anal about that. Like, they, like...
Definitely.
They just want you to be with them all day. You got to understand, like, you got to let them breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, give them a chance to miss you.
Guys appreciate you when they go out, and then they be like, all right, like, I got to get home.
Right.
I want to get home.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, that's definitely one, too. Yeah. They need their time too.
Now, Steph G, have you ever been turned out?
Turned down?
Yeah, turned out.
Oh, yeah.
Like digmatized, like. Have you ever stayed with somebody just for the D?
Yeah, for sure. But it's, again, like I said, like now it's like, even if you got good dick, that's not going to make me go crazy.
What's like, you're not about to have
me calling your phone 30 times. Like, I'm not doing none of that. Like, now I understand it's just good dick. That's it.
Can you squirt?
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you squirted? Did you know what was going on? Were you nervous? Did you try to hold it back?
Nah, the first time they actually was like trying to tell me like, this is what you got to do. Like, I was like kind of like planted into doing it.
Damn.
Like, I didn't even get a chance yet like to experience like on my own. Like, it was like, all right, this is what you're going to do.
What was their instructions? Like, what did, how they walk you through
it? They was just basically telling me like, you just have to stay focused. Close your eyes if you got to close your eyes. Like, you just gotta like, basically it was that, it was, they were saying it was mental.
That's what it was. And it worked.
And it worked.
Damn.
Yeah.
The first time I squirted, I didn't know that I squirted.
Yeah.
And he didn't know either.
Yeah.
He was like, you peed on me. I'm like, how I pee with your dick inside of me? I did not pee on you.
They say it's like, pee though.
He was like, yes, you did. And I'm like, whatever.
I don't know. I don't think
and
it is.
And then years down the line, because I was, this was with my daughter's father, so I was like 16. And then years down the line, when I actually did squirt, I was like, oh,
that's what it was.
I didn't pee on him. I mean, well, I kind of did, because I believe that it is
part of
pee. Everybody argues about that. That's, so yeah. I don't know.
I say it's not because of the color.
It's, what but is it comes from the bladder.
It's white. Like, it's clear. It's clear.
It's a mixture of bodily fluids.
It's just the hole that it comes from that is a little confusing.
And it also is the thing that when you're about to orgasm and you feel like you got to pee, if you don't release, then that orgasm is not going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you feel like you got to pee. And then when you just let it go, you're not really peeing, you're orgasming. But it's just a whole weird mixture of like what's really happening.
You think,
but I think that it has pee in it. Sorry.
A little bit probably.
I think it has pee in it.
I don't know what it is. It's maybe like 10% pee.
It's magic pussy juice.
Something else.
What did he do? Did he just let you squirt on him or did he try to like drink it or what is it?
Nah, he tried to drink it. He didn't try to drink it. He just saw it and then he just kept going. Like he just kept going like, all right, do it again. The first time.
Damn, that was like a dominatrix type.
It was. It was real crazy.
Yeah, where is he?
Yeah.
He mind fucked you and he fucked you. Right?
Yeah, but that's why I was just like so stupid over him because I was like, oh my gosh.
See, you were
like,
stigmatized.
I was like, I was.
She was stigmatized.
She couldn't even get it.
I can't even say like
whatever that is. That's what. But the first time when you lost your virginity, was that a great experience or was it tragic?
It was weird. Mm-hmm. It was weird because so he took my virginity, right? And then he was like, he mentioned one of my friends.
What?
Yeah, like he took my virginity and he was like, yeah, stay a virgin like such and such. It was fucking weird.
Wait, how could he take a virginity and then
that's exactly what
virgin.
He did. I'm telling you, no cap.
Like, he said it Duran or like
while
after.
We was fucking, he was like, yeah, I'm only going to put a little bit in. I want you to stay a virgin like
not
such and
just
such.
Just the tip. Why would he reference your friend?
It was so weird.
What did you do? What did you say?
Wait, do that mean that he only put a little bit in her too?
Maybe.
And what did he say?
What? Like, what was your response?
It was literally like he took my virginity. So it was really weird for me. I didn't even know how to act towards that. But I was like, yeah, this nigga's weird. Like, you're weird for even saying that. So that made me think like, all right, like, is he trying to fuck my friend? Like, is that what it is?
Right. Did you say anything to your friend?
Nah, hell no. I'm not giving nobody, like, nah.
Damn.
Have you ever had a friend betray you?
Yeah.
When it comes to...
Yeah, I have family betray me.
What? Even worse.
Mm-hmm. It was family betray me, yeah. But it is what it is.
Like, all right, like, what happened?
I had a boyfriend, and she made out with him. They made out or whatever. They might have fucked. I don't know.
Are you still cool with that family member?
Not as cool, no.
But but at family gatherings, you'll still speak.
And... Yeah, of course, because I feel like we was young. Like, everybody was just doing whatever the hell they wanted to do. It was like, I didn't really take it that serious, to be honest. Okay.
How did you find out?
He told me.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah. And did you ask her, like, yo, did you?
I told her that I knew.
And what did she say?
Nothing. She just got mad red and didn't say anything. She was embarrassed.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But I think we've all had friends. I don't know about family. Well, I don't have.
I haven't had betrayal from family, but definitely from friends who were close like family.
Yeah, so it's different because you can't choose your family.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Oh, wait. Duh. Yes, I was. My sister stole my bail money and left me in jail. That's betrayal.
That is betrayal.
That's worse. My sister.
That is. Man. Yeah. That's...
And not only did she do that. Ooh. Girl, you know what you did. Not only did she do that. She sent the cops to, in a totally different time, sent the cops to my house to save her ass and didn't give me a warning. Like, we was involved in some check scam situation. And we have the same last name. Mm-hmm. So when they were going down the list of all of these people who was in this ring, they got her first because she had did like way more than me. I had only did one check. So then they're like, well, who is this person? Same last name as you. And she's like, oh, that's my sister. So instead of giving me the heads up like, hey, I got locked up for this shit and they coming for you. No, I got a knock on my door 8 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday.
Wow.
Hump day.
And damn. They hopped my ass right down to the precinct. That was one of those, one out of three of those times that I got arrested.
Oh my God. That's crazy. How do you move on from that?
Fuck her. I mean, I love her because she my sister, but she know why I don't fuck with her. And then the jail thing came after. The jail thing was when I moved to Atlanta. So I used to dance at Magic City and you have to have a permit and it comes from the city.
To
the
dance?
Police department.
I didn't know you had to have a permit.
I didn't know that either.
They run your fingerprints and you can't have any.
They don't do that in New York though, right?
No. Nah. They do it in Texas, Georgia, and Vegas.
They still do that to this day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, especially in Atlanta. It's a thing in Atlanta. Any nightlife. To be a bartender, a bottle server, yeah. A DJ in the club, you have to have a permit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, that's anyway. Crazy. So, I go to renew my permit, right?
So I had a warrant. A sales person.
I had a warrant from not paying a...
real estate.
I had a warrant from not paying a speeding ticket. And I didn't know that happened either. I didn't know that certain counties down there will give you a warrant for your arrest when you don't pay a ticket. So I just didn't pay the ticket. No. So I go to get my permit and they run my fingerprints and this warrant pops up. So they like, we got to arrest you. Just pay the, it was like $100. Just pay the money and, you know, they'll let you out. So I had just moved to Atlanta a year prior. I had no family down there. I called back home and I called my brother and I'm like, I'm locked up. Send me bail money. So he's like, I got the money in my pocket, but I can't go to Western Union right now. Have somebody pick it up. My sister went and picked up the money and she kept the money to this day. That was like 18 years ago. I never got that money back.
No.
So again, fuck you, bitch.
I'm going to have to fight this one out.
She got
to
go. Like, what?
And this was after you sent the people to lock me up and then you just going to leave me in jail.
And she didn't even apologize or nothing.
Never. We still got beef. She know why I don't like her to this day. We still got beef to this day.
But wow.
And again,
love her.
She's my sister. I love her to death. It's Farrah, mom. She's my sister. I love her to death.
Oh, my God.
But she know why I don't fuck with her.
Yeah, I feel like with family is like...
That's betrayal.
But now, I feel like now in this stage, it's like, I don't care who you are. You do me dirty, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to learn that too.
Yeah.
I've been such a forgiving person my whole life, and I had to be like, I can't do this anymore. Like, some people just be a burden on you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And why do that to myself?
Listen.
Right.
Yeah.
I've had so many lessons just in the year 2023 of me being there for people and then seeing how they were not there for me. And the lesson is now moving forward as things are transforming and changing my life for the better, everybody can't go.
Yeah.
And don't take it personal because you know why you can't come.
Yeah,
I can't climb up.
I just feel like we're too grown.
I can't climb up if you're holding me down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Like, that was cool when we was teenagers, but now we're grown. You know what you're doing. You meant what you did. So now you just got to be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I see it.
Oh my God, y'all, this lash, I think I'm going to take it off.
All right, I've been secretly fucking with it.
Like a G.
In case y'all haven't heard the project, make sure you do that. Where you at? That's out right now. What else is happening so we know?
So I'm dropping a new single. It's called That's Crazy.
Mm.
It's going to go crazy. About that. It's going to go crazy. It's dropping. I don't want to say when it's dropping, but it's going to be
crazy.
Soon.
That's crazy. What's crazy?
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff be crazy out here. Like, we live in a crazy world.
Yes,
I don't know if y'all
do,
noticing
child.
What's going on, but...
Oh, and some of us are crazy our damn selves. Especially if you was born in Bellevue.
Yes, exactly. I'm a crazy person from birth.
No, but honestly, thank you so much, and I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You know, we support. It's Brooklyn.
Yes. This is my first time I ever looked at that on camera, but I had to, y'all. I was over here fucking with it for the past, like...
on yourself?
I just, yeah.
I'm learning too, and it's not easy.
I look this way, I'm like, I should have sneaky
trying. Mine's like sticking down to my eye.
I'm trying to learn how to do it, and every time I do it, it'd be like messed up. But I just be happy if it stays on all day. Yeah. The level that's right the now. First step. All right. Well, Steph G, thank you so much. She like a G. Yes, make sure like you check G, her yes, out. Yes. It's lip service.
Cheer. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.